Kane to DeBrink and now to Jones. To Strome, he sees, he scores! A career high for Dylan Strome! A tape-to-tape-to-tape-to-tape pass. And Strome buries it for his 21st goal on the season.
I am a big fan of our next guest. Great hockey player. You heard the call there. Chicago Blackhawks, a breakout season, scoring 20-plus goals for the first time. But perhaps something that we saw over the past week has made him a fan favorite, even here in Toronto. If you missed it, Dylan Strome, armed with the rally cap down at the Dome, yelling at Tyler Danish a few nights ago of the Boston Red Sox. The Jays storm back and win. Let's bring him in. It is Dylan Strome, Chicago Blackhawk, and Blue Jays superfan. What's going on, Dylan?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. It's been a little crazy week, but you know, we had a great time, and I can't believe I actually caught that on camera. But I was fired up for sure and had the rally cap going. And, you know, I think it was when Danish stepped off the mound there, and we were all kind of waiting. You know, ninth inning, we were all a little fired up. So maybe I was a little too into the game, but it was fun.
No, I don't think so at all. It was great. And there's a lot of people. I heard Charlie Montoya after the game pointing at you as the reason that the Jays were able to storm back and win. But at what point in time did you realize that, you know, you were caught on camera on the broadcast? Were you getting texts and messages from your buddies and your family about what was going on there?
Yeah, my uncle was actually the first that messaged me, and I thought he was kidding around. He goes, "I just saw you at the Jays game," and I had told him that we were heading down and everything. So I was thought he was just kidding, and then sure enough, four or five more texts come in, and I think to myself, just, oh God, like, what did I say? Like, we had a few beers and we were having a good time, and you know, it was the ninth inning, so we were there for quite a while. We saw opening pitch, and we were going to stay right till the end. So, yeah, then I saw the video, and I thought it was quite funny. And you know, I had seven of my friends there with my dad and two brothers, and then four friends, and they were all doing the same thing, but the camera had only caught me, so it looked like I was kind of there solo. Just wanted to let everyone know that I wasn't there solo. I was there with a lot of my friends, so we were all yelling kind of the same thing, and you know, we were definitely into the game. It was hilarious.
So if you're doing that at Jays games, which is awesome, it's nice to see, you know, former players go and support their other teams in their cities. What are you doing at, like, Cubs or White Sox games in Chicago?
Well, I think I think everyone has a little special place in their heart for their home team that they, you know, they grew up watching or whatever sport it may be. So, you know, I don't think I'm yelling too much at the Cubs games. I think they're awesome to go to. Wrigley Field is an unbelievable place to watch a baseball game. But I mean, when the passion comes for the Blue Jays, I think everyone watched, you know, their crazy runs in 15 and 16 there. So, you know, you get a little fired up, you get into the game, and obviously with Boston, it's a big rivalry and the crowd was into it. And, you know, I was part of that, so I was.
He's a bleacher creature.
Maybe a little effect on Dan.
Yeah, that's right. He's a bleacher creature at Wrigley for sure.
Yeah, Wrigleyville has seen some things when it comes to Dylan Strome, baseball fan. Our guest is Dylan Strome from the Blackhawks, and you mentioned your brother Ryan, who went deep into the playoffs with the New York Rangers. I'm sure you were supporting him. Would you go any Ranger games over the course of the Stanley Cup playoffs to support your bro?
Yeah, I did. We actually went to game three against Carolina, got down there for one of those games. But that building was electric in the playoffs. They, you know, that city really comes together when they got a team that's doing really well. And I had never watched a game at MSG. I think I actually had been to one of his before when we played against the Islanders. I trained down and watched one. But playoffs there is unlike anything I've really experienced. And it was a crazy game. They won that game. And, no, they went on a great run. So, no, it was definitely fun to go watch him there.
You're one of the few players in the league that actually has a brother's connection in the league. You've got your brother Ryan, and I know you got your brother Matt, who is still playing in the minor leagues. But what's it like playing against your brother in, you know, at the NHL? I grew up with a twin brother. The furthest my brother made it was a couple of stints in the AHL. Never got a chance to play with him in the NHL, but you know, we're hearing some of these other brothers that playing against each other, the Hughes brothers, the Shen brothers, and there's always this friendly bet that they have within each other. Do you and your brother got something fun going on every time you play each other?
Yeah, we do. I mean, obviously you want your brother to succeed, and you're cheering from every game that, you know, that you're not playing against him. You know, actually, I'm currently 0-6 against him, and I think he has 6 points in those six games, and I think I have one. I got my first one against the Rangers this year, so no, it's definitely, you know, it's kind of pissing me off, to be honest, that I can't beat him, but hopefully I get two more chances at it next year, maybe even more. And No, it's definitely a friendly rivalry, but I think everyone wants to beat their brother. But I'm proud of all the success he's had, and no, his line was great all year. They were fun to watch, especially in the playoffs.
We're in conversation with Dylan Strome of Chicago Blackhawks, who I guess spends most of his offseason here in Toronto. Is that the move? You move back to your hometown, you train here for the duration of the summer, Dylan?
Yeah, exactly. I bought a house in Oakville last year, so I live there now with my fiance and our little girl. She just turned 15 months, and
awesome,
we got a
buddy.
Nice little place in Oakville, and we hang out here. And actually, funny that you mentioned the training, because my trainer right now was, I think, one of Carlo's old trainers, and he said to say hi this morning. And I heard some good stories this morning when I was in the gym with my brother about Carlo at the old at their old gym there. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Was that at Andy O'Brien's gym?
Yeah, it's actually Jason Martin who used to.
Yeah, you wow, there, so he Marty. Trains, yeah. Make sure you say hi to him for
like,
me.
I was always
the life of the party in the gym, man. I always keep things
yeah,
light.
That's what I heard. My brother said, I think you might be the only one that talked more than him at the whole gym. So I know that's a lot.
That is a lot, actually. But we always did our work. We always did our work. Yeah. I just like to keep things light and make sure guys were on top of their things. So that's awesome. Well, as the mayor of Oakville myself, Dylan. Welcome to Oakville.
Welcome, yeah. That's on the sign when you drive in right. to Oakville. So I'm always curious about Stanley Cup parties. I've only been to one. Carlo, you've been to two. Alex Pietrangelo, Michael Delzato, when they won the Cup in 2019.
Cogliano's this year.
Cogliano, you'll be there for his for sure. Have you ever been invited to a Cup party, attended one, Dylan? Do you have any friends on Colorado that you might be invited to this year?
Nope, I have not been to a Cup party, and I've never been invited. No, I haven't. I've seen some pictures and videos of some of my friends that have won. Or, I played with Burakovsky in Erie, and I saw him, you know, his Cup party when he was in Sweden in 2018, I think, when they won. So, or 19, maybe? 18. And so I saw some pictures of that, but never been invited and never touched the Cup. I know I saw Eric Johnson say that the curse isn't real, but
yeah.
I think anyone from this area, especially old Toronto or anywhere, believes that the curse is real, and if you've touched it, you're likely not going to win it. So I've not touched it, so hopefully I can get there one day.
Well, you're young. You still got a long career ahead of you, and hopefully you get the chance to experience that one day. And I'm glad you brought up Erie, because you played in Erie. You had an unbelievable junior career. You won an OHL championship in Erie, the second team to do it in Erie, because I was part of the first team to do it in Erie.
Right, correct. We had the blonde hair as well.
We had the blonde hair. Yes, that was something that worked. And you played in the Memorial Cup, and you lost in the finals in the Memorial Cup to the host team, Windsor. And with the Memorial Cup going on right now, does it bring back any amazing junior memories that you may have?
Yeah, I mean, it's we watched the game last night. It sucked to see Hamilton lose to the host team. And my brother obviously played for Hamilton and really wanted them to win. So, you know, it's a crazy tournament. I think Jay McKee, I listened to his interview yesterday. He said it best. You know, it's
you were coached by Jay McKee, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yep,
yes.
I was for a year. The year that we lost to Oshawa in the finals. But he said last night that, you know, they were the champions of champions. They knocked out the West and the Q, and they lost to the host team. So, I mean, you know, I got a lot of thoughts about that. We lost the same way. So, I mean, it sucks, but that's the tournament format. And you know, they had the 44, I think, days to train. And they took it to us twice in the Memorial Cup, actually. Windsor did.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I remember watching you guys. I was cheering on you guys so hard, but it's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah,
it sucks losing the Mem Cup. I know that experience all too well as well. But playing in Erie, you played alongside one of the best players in the game, Connor McDavid. And how much do you marvel at what he's still doing, you know, in the NHL and the playoffs that he had this year? Do you just sit there? Is this something that, you know, growing alongside him in junior, you expected him to turn into?
Yeah, I think it's so crazy because obviously he was so much better than everyone, you know, in junior at the time. And you're almost like when you're watching him, like, it's like, how much better can he get? And I think everyone would agree that he's slowly, well, not slowly, but he's gotten better every year that he's been in the NHL. And I just think like the ceiling, you know, the sky is the limit for him, I think, with what he's done, especially in the playoffs and regular season, and pretty much up for the Hart Trophy every year. He was up for the Calder even when he got hurt for half the year. So I think, you know, just watching him play, you just, you know, remember the fun times. It wasn't a power play for sure. I got a lot of power play points thanks to him. So yeah. we had a great time. We had a really good.
What an easy job. Just sit back door and let him get you the puck.
I like to tell him that I was the low guy, so he passed it down low to me, then I would throw it back door. So I like to tell him that I got him a couple points too.
Nice.
Don't sell yourself short, Dylan. You were the third overall pick in the NHL draft. You did just fine in Erie with or without Connor McDavid. Thank you so much for doing this. And I know you got 1 year left with Chicago on your contract, but I think us here on First Up will start
I'm
the. Are you up, buddy?
Him and his brother both up. They're going to sign a package deal in Toronto.
You're a free agent, is what you're saying.
Restricted
free agent. So we wish you the best of luck on that deal. And if things don't work out in Chicago, we'll start the Bring Strome Home campaign and get you with the blue and white, all right?
Nice.
Sounds good. Thanks all for having me, guys.
Thanks for joining us, Dylan Strome.
Say hi to Jason Martin for me and all the boys at the gym.
I will.